every day, every week, news about the economy and the numbers it's generating moves the markets and changes people's feelings about it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Money Life's Economy Watch starts your Monday by looking at the economic news from last week and what to watch for in the week ahead.
I feel happy! I feel happy!
Well, no matter how you feel about it, it's the economic news that has people's attention and will keep them talking about it all week.
Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Talk is cheap. Perhaps a test of thy faith.
It's Money Life's Economy Watch.
Shut up and start talking.
I'm happy to, just start talking. I'm not going to shut up, but I will make sure that you get plenty of time to hear from my guest. He could not possibly be more timely. His name is Doug Roberts. He is the chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research. And if you are not familiar with the firm, well, he's the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. That was the book that he wrote. And that's why I say I couldn't have him on at a better time because last Wednesday, you had the FOMC meeting, so nobody better to talk to after those things happen than Doug. But if after you listen to Doug and I chatting, or even as you're listening, you want to learn more about his firm, it's channelcapitalresearch.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Doug S. Roberts. Doug Roberts, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me on again, Chuck. Always a pleasure.
You know, I'm not sure that anything that happened at the FOMC meeting surprised us last week. I don't know that there was anything that everybody said, there's the big news. Yet at the same time, people like you have to make investment decisions based on what they're seeing off of this stuff. So what did you take out of it?
I took out that probably it was exactly as anticipated. Janet Yellen made a rookie mistake during the press conference, but quickly recovered from it. And really, there was just status quo continuation, despite all the noise that we heard. There really, really wasn't much news coming out of that press conference and out of the FOMC statement.
I'm going to let you define Janet Yellen's rookie mistake.
The rookie mistake was when she immediately said, I believe one of the reporters asked, well, when is tightening going to occur? And she was saying, well, if everything goes according to plan, then we should have this wrapped up in terms of eliminating the quantitative easing by toward the end of this year. And then 6 months later, we could start raising rates. Then all of a sudden she backtracked and said, well, that's not exactly true. That's kind of if the economy goes gangbusters. But unemployment would also have to improve as well, even with gangbusters going in the economy. And by the way, even if we do all that, if inflation is still very low, we may keep rates low as well and not tighten at all. So it was kind of like if the perfect pitch comes up, we could conceivably do that. But then again, what she was kind of saying is you could also conceivably get hit by lightning coming out of this press conference. And you didn't. But at that point, the market, as you say, news agencies, a variety of people have to have something to talk about. So they focused on those three words and basically ignored everything that she said afterwards for about a day. And then they realized, doesn't really matter that much. It's still kind of the same as we thought it was. Now that we've got past that, let's go back to where we were before.
Her words did give us an idea of what the ideal game plan is. That being the case, as you look at it going forward, if we don't hit that plan, that all the things that she talked about, is that going to color how you judge the Fed and its success at making the right things happen?
Generally, I look at what the Fed does versus what it says. And really, my liquidity measures indicating really that the Fed is continuing to pump a lot of liquidity in the economy. And actually, we're getting some additional liquidity from what I call safe haven America, from a lot of the money that's being pumped out of the central banks overseas because of what's going on in Crimea, because of what's going on in China, because of what potentially could happen in the Middle East, is now starting to flow from the emerging markets here to the United States, which is kind of, if you want to call it, basically countering the tapering that's occurring right now. So there's plenty of liquidity in the market right now. So strictly from a market point of view, generally, that indicates that markets as a whole will go higher, with specific segments benefiting more than others.
Okay, but that's a positive outlook amid mixed signals for the market. I know that you also believe there are mixed signals for the economy.
Yeah, I think right now what you're talking about is you have to really separate the market and the economy. You know, the market has really been liquidity driven. That liquidity has benefited companies that have been able to access the public markets for finance. But it really hasn't kind of trickled down to the average investor. For the most part, it hasn't trickled down to people who have to go to banks to borrow for their financial needs. So you have what I call a tale of two economies. You have the top 1%, and maybe even the top 0.1%, that are heavily invested in financial assets and that have benefited tremendously from this reflation over the last couple of years. And some of those people were able to get credit and actually, if you want to call it, double down during the process, and they've made out like gangbusters. But for the average person, you're still seeing unemployment stubbornly high, although there has been some improvement. You're still seeing, in general, consumer spending, job availability, even some of the housing prices quite mixed. So it's really been very, very limited as to what's happened, and that's really been people who've been able to benefit from the appreciation of financial assets, which has been the direct result of really the quantitative monetary easing done by the Federal Reserve and the other central banks.
Well, it is really interesting stuff. And truthfully, Doug, we need to talk to you more often because you're always right on point, especially when we've got news surrounding the Fed. So I hope you'll come back soon.
Love to come back, Chuck. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Doug Roberts is the Chief Investment Strategist for Channel Capital Research. If you want more information, and you can also get information about his book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success, go to channelcapitalresearch.com. You can also follow Doug on Twitter to find out what he's doing when he's not with us. That would be at Doug S. Roberts. Hey, we've just gotten started on the Monday, March the 24th edition of Money Life. Up next, we'll be talking motif investing. If you don't know what that is, you'd better stick around as we keep on living the money life.